mornings.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Heidi's sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. It's already Friday. I don't know how it gets here this fast, but it does. And I'm not one that wants it to get here that fast. No. I'm not looking to get to Friday. I enjoy each show. I enjoy Monday shows immensely. But we are here. Let's do this. Guesting today. We've got Kevin Hagan coming up top of hour number two. He'll talk Alabama with us here on the show. He's been with us a couple of years now, does a absolutely outstanding job. I get some complaints from people. Not necessarily a bunch, but some. Bill, it's just so, everything's so rosy and good. What's he supposed to say? Alabama is on the best run in college football history, almost. Certainly modern history. What's he supposed to say? We just won another national championship, but otherwise, it all sucks. Offensive line will suck. Defensive line will suck. Quarterback sucks. Secondary sucks. Receivers suck. It all sucks. Is that what you want? What's he supposed to say? It's interesting. No, I'm used to the complaining. I mean, that's part of it. I understand that. It makes our solar system revolve, circulate on the right axis. I understand that. But what's he supposed to say? Let's not roll tide. We suck. I mean, there's not another program that will go on a run that Nick Saban is on right now in the next 50 years, maybe ever. So it's going to be pretty positive when he comes on. So Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two. And, oh, yeah, Brad, BradPowerSports.com, out in Las Vegas. He will be with us. Any of your handicapping questions, he will be available for that. And obviously, we're outside of basketball right now. College basketball is done, meaning the season is complete. And congratulations once again, many times to Baylor, winning convincingly. Speaking of home runs, Georgia had 7 of them. The Georgia Bulldogs had 7 of them. I'll get into that here in a second. Speaking of no doubter, that was Baylor through the NCAA tournament. Semifinal championship game, no doubter games. Never in question games. If you want to go back a little bit there with Brad, we can do it. If you want to look forward to some college football, we can do that also. Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com. We'll let you know how you can get all of his information. That's top of hour number three here on the show. 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Yeah. talking about Rocker and Leiter and the Vandy boys baseball. Vandy baseball is Alabama football. Now, they don't have the history. No, they don't have Bear Bryant and the history of but Tim Corbin basically has Vandy baseball as Alabama football. Again, other than the history, the immense long-term history. And the question was, could anybody beat or compete, really, with Vanderbilt starting pitching, the one, the two? The number one, the number two. And that would be Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter. Georgia just said, we can put their hand up in the air, beat Vanderbilt Thursday night, the opener of a three-game series, 14-2. Hit seven home runs. Had no problem hitting Rocker. Now, Rocker had, was it 12 Ks? Rocker did some good things. Rocker right now does not have bite on his fastball. Not by his standards. That's one thing I've been noticing. Again, that's a very nitpicky thing, but it's true. He doesn't have that extra life, that extra bite on his fastball. Leiter does. Now, he pitches tonight. Georgia lights him up, and then we've got a conversation. And Georgia baseball, even though historically they've had their moments, Georgia baseball is not Vanderbilt baseball. Not at least in somewhat modern times, right? Now, that probably should be when you consider the state of Georgia is a magnificent state producing athletes, producing ball players in any sport. But, yeah, they came in to the 615 and Georgia said, hey, we volunteer to pay property taxes in the 615. We've got no problem with that. Here's the check. It cashes. We've got money. We've got resources. Cash this baby. So impressive. Yeah, impressive. Watching a little college baseball yesterday. Anything happening? Any college football items out there right now? Does Kansas... I hate to bring that up. Does Kansas have a coach yet? Is that job that bad? I told you. Here's the only reason you take the Kansas job. I don't care where you're from, what your background is. If you're going to be the next Kansas head coach, the only reason you take that job is for a money grab. You know it's probably going to kill your career as a head coach. You know you're not going to win there. Now, you won't say that at the press conference. You'll say, I am the guy. I relish the opportunity to resurrect Kansas football. But deep down, you know while you're at the podium that you're lying. You are absolutely lying. The only reason to take that job is for the money grab. It's a Big 12 job. They can pay you some good coin. Maybe not as good as Oklahoma can in the same league, or Texas, or go down the list. But just take the money. Say it's not about the money. Oh, you always have to stand at the podium, say it's not about the money. You always have to lie about that. And then take your whooping. Yeah, go out and just take your whooping. That's what you do. And then after that, they'll probably owe you some money. Get a longer-term contract than you deserve. And then say, honey, we're moving to another place, and I'm going to be somebody's position coach or coordinator. But we've pocketed the money. We have enough money now for the next city's country club that we need to join, that we want to join. So you can look good among the other wives. That's the reason to do that. That's it. There's no other reason to do it. Up to Ramsey, New Jersey. Crazy Charlie says, let's go there. And, Jim, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you, my friend?
We are well. Appreciate that, sir.
I am laughing. It's so true. You know, when George Young was the general manager of the Giants, he used to say, when they tell you it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Oh, yeah. It's always about the money.
Hey, Bill, I was looking at the Vanderbilt baseball roster. There's like four or five Jersey kids on that roster.
Oh, Massachusetts, I mean, up your area, they go all up into there. You got to remember, Tim Corbin's a Boston guy. It's where he's from.
Yeah. You know what? When I saw him interviewed once, you could hear that New England accent.
He's totally got a little of that.
Totally.
It's probably not as distinct as it was because he's been down here so long. Remember, he was at Clemson before this on a fantastic baseball staff there. And coming down here, we'll take the edge off your accent from being – ask Crazy Charlie about that. But yes, you can – there's still a smidge of that left in it.
That's great. It's up there. Who's going to take the Kansas name of coach yet, or who are they saying is going to go?
I have no idea. I mean, I've seen the names thrown out there, but no idea.
I mean, would you see them bring him like a Forrest Gregg type of guy there, like just to right the ship, or you know, when Forrest Gregg took over SMU, they put the pieces back together. Could you see them going with someone like that?
Well, we got to remember, they ran off their AD. They did hire an AD, best I remember. But, I mean, there's no righting the ship, I don't think. They'll say all the right things about this is the guy to right the ship, but there's no righting that ship. They're a perennial loser, and that's not going to change.
So would you say Kansas and Nebraska – I mean, those two states really don't generate many Division I players. It's not an emerging state. I mean, you look at your state. I mean, it's just on fire. The quality of high school football there is just exponentially getting better. It's like
right.
Georgia's the same way. But states like Kansas and, well, Missouri's got St. Louis, and if you have Kansas City, but is there much talent there?
No. No, there's not. And you need to be able to go into Texas and obviously geographically you can go west, you can go east, but can you really get players? And the answer is not to the extent you would need there. It's it's bleak. Jim, there's the music, sir. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. Good talking with you, Bill.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Visit the Jersey Shore. Think it's warming up there. Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've already watched traffic pick up quite a bit in the last few minutes. 65 southbound coming out of Portland down through Robertson County. Just watch your speed. Traffic still looks good up by the airport, at least at the moment. Here on I-40 westbound, you got all that traffic coming in from Mount Juliet. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're a first-time buyer, finding your first real home can feel like this.
Hot property.
Not going to last long.
Multiple offers.
30-year fix.
We need earnest money.
But a realtor has the expertise to strip away all the noise and focus on what really matters to you.
You're going to love this place. Great neighborhood. School is walkable. It even has a huge yard so Henry can practice his penalty kicks.
Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor with the expertise to make sure your voice is the only voice that matters. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Kevin Nixon with Chamberlain Realty is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Kevin Nixon with Chamberlain Realty, serving the area with quality and pride. For all your residential and commercial real estate needs, there's no finer name than Kevin Nixon with Chamberlain Realty. Whether you're in the market for buying or selling, call the pro today at 615-310-0202. Kevin Nixon with Chamberlain Realty, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vientu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It works out the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Controversial moment here. I'll take Zeppelin over the Beatles every day of the week and 15 times on Sunday. That's just me. I know others probably will wreck their car this morning over that comment. Yeah, I'll take Zeppelin over the Beatles this morning for lunch, for dinner, for a midnight snack. And then after, you know how everybody, if they go out and they go partying and they have to go to like Waffle House, I've never understood that. That's never been a thing for me. I've never, on a night of partying back in the day, gone to Waffle House to eat after it's over. Just me now. I've gone to Crystal and paid the price for it. But I'll take Zeppelin times infinity over the Beatles. Chat about that. Yeah, make that a thing on Twitter this morning. Put that up. See how that goes. Anyways, 615-844-5600 if you'd like to get in. When you dial us up, you'll get to Crazy Charlie. Crazy Charlie will need your name, your social security number, and your insurance policy. Then you can get in. No, he won't. He just needs a name and a city, and then there you go. That's all he needs from you. Not even the last four digits of your Social Security number. We won't even need that. Just call up, and we'll get to you. Coach's hot seat from Lake Tahoe this morning, checking in. Bill, come on now. If the new Kansas AD Travis Goff hires a winner at KU – for the football job, We recommend that he hires UAB's Bill Clark. He's making 1.7 at UAB. He'd make around $3 million at Kansas. Now, will Kansas hire a winner for the football job? Hashtag not likely, Bill. I'm just telling you, I would have more respect for the next Kansas football coach if he stands at the podium and says, yeah, they hired me, but this was about the money. Just say it. I'm waiting for one coach to just say it. It's about the money. I hear all these guys say, it wasn't about the money. If it's not about the money, why are you negotiating a contract? If it's not about the money, why do you have an agent? Why is it important to say that? I for years, I've mentioned this here on the show. I mean, for decades. Let me put it this way. If we could get a coach to get to the podium and say it was about the money, on Monday when Crazy Charlie plays all his clips, somewhere that audio clip would have to be used on the show. We've got 3 hours. We have the room to do it. It'd get used every Monday. Rob in the 540. Latest info on candidates, Bill. Tom Herman, Randy Shannon, and Larry Fedora. The fact that I even know this is truly pathetic, Bill. I need an intervention. That's pretty good. Paragon SC up in New York City. Big Trojan fan living in the big city. Says, Bill, Zeppelin over the Beatles is not an unreasonable take. Allen in Tampa. Bill, I'm not a Beatles fan at all. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, 3 a.m. Waffle House runs are a tradition, but agree about the Beatles. Why is it? That wasn't even something I was thinking about. Why is it just a given that everybody's got to say the Beatles' greatest band ever? They were certainly the first band. And when it came to rock and roll, I mean, they had a monster impact. I understand that. Just incredible. To this day. I mean, if you're just perusing Facebook or wherever, YouTube, you'll see the Beatles debut on Ed Sullivan, for example. I mean, I understand all of that and get the profound impact. I just don't get it, though. The songs don't do it for me. We had a guy back at the WLAC days. He's still around. Actually moved here. And he does some broadcasting. But it was when some of the afternoon programming, they were trying to figure out, they had fired Les Jameson, who'd been there a long time. Longtime British guy who did a really good job. And they fired him. And then he almost immediately got sick and died. And he was an older guy. But they were trying to figure out what to do with programming. And they put this one guy in, and they gave him, I guess, a 3-6 slot or something in the afternoon. But on Fridays, one of the hours of his time slot, he would only do Beatles talk. He'd play some music, and then he'd say, back then, this is when Ringo and John Lennon and McCartney, that day they went and they had lunch at the diner. That was the show. They fired him in about a week. In about a week. He'd take one of the songs, and he would say, this is exactly what they meant when they wrote this. I'm sorry. I should be more appreciative. I understand. I'll take the B-52s. This is controversial. I'll take the B-52s and REM over the Beatles. Today. Probably nobody else will. Oh, Crazy Charlie's been to all the concerts, but I haven't. But anyways, Crazy Charlie says take the call. Spence has dialed us up this morning. Welcome in, sir. What's up?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We are well.
Bill, let's kind of go down the rundown here. I know there's always not good news, but it's news. We got, Newberg that comes on here. Is he the Florida guy?
He is a Florida State beat writer.
State guy, right.
For 24/7.
And you got Griff.
Got Griff.
Georgia guy.
Yep.
You got your Bammer guy that's going to be on next hour.
Yes.
Cosby got you to get Ole Miss Edie, which she would call in anyway from time to time.
Ole Miss Evie's excellent, yes.
Excellent. And then you got your Trufino cat. He's the LSU boy.
Right.
Now, I'm a Tennessee guy. I know that there's always not going to be good news to be reported, but it would be nice to get some reports from the Hill, you know, like who's coming in, if anybody's coming in the portal, or that's still 24 exiting. Can you get a Tennessee guy to come on?
We've had Dan Harrelson, who does a good job, and I'll get him. Obviously, we're at Friday of this week, but next week I'll get Dan on. He's really good. He's solid. Yeah. He's a reporter that doesn't sugarcoat it. He's objective, and we'll get him. I will schedule him for next week. I was thinking about that anyways.
Yeah, that's great. I'd like to hear that. I'd like to say, you know, if you turn on the news, it ain't always good news, but it's news, and at least you have a good idea what's going on. We're right. Pretty well informed with these other programs. I'd like to see if we're marching in the right direction. Again, maybe.
I was thinking for next week to get him on and Brian Driscoll with Notre Dame. I know Notre Dame's not your thing, but that's what I was thinking about. I think yesterday we were – I was looking at the next week, seeing what we may add to the list. But I will get Dan on for sure, Spence.
Hey, that sounds good, Bill. Y'all have a good weekend. I'll be tuned in next week listening.
Appreciate it, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, Rocky Top has not – when it comes to football, let's stay with football and not regular season Rick for a moment. Rocky Top has not lended itself – to much good news. When's the last time, and Spence just mentioned this, there was some really good news? I don't mean just some announcement, but some digestible, sustainable good news on Rocky Top for football. Somebody please help me with this. And it's been a long time. I tried to tell Tennessee fans this 20 years ago. How hard it is to win national championships. They won it in 98, so 20 plus years ago. Not only how hard it is, but it's even harder to sustain this. Nobody wanted to listen. I was the boy who cried wolf. Nobody wanted to listen. We just did it, Bill. It's obviously easy. We're doing it. This is going to sustain, Bill. Stop mentioning that. We're getting tired of it. I could see it as if it was right in front of my face. Nobody else could. Nobody else could. I could tell you the problems on the staff. I could tell you the problem with the laziness overall with Tennessee football. And nobody wanted to hear it. Bill, we just did it. Come on. We're about to run through college football like nobody else. Nope. Well, okay, nobody actually said that to me. But that was the mood, the way I detected it. And I did not see that. It was, Bill, all we have to do is just show up. If we show up, that'll be good enough. It'll take care of itself. And where are we today, y'all, with Tennessee football? Here's where we are. If you're a college student, I don't care what your age is, 17 to 22, you have no memories of Tennessee doing a damn thing in football. That's where we are. We're on two decades of it. Not just a couple of years, two bleeping decades of it. And they're running through head coaches like people who have been out partying run through Waffle House steaks and eggs. That's where we are. It's not a good look. Georgia Dog checking in this morning. Says, Bill, Elvis once said, take two venues next to each other, have me and the Beatles at the same time. The Beatles can have free tickets, and I will charge for admission and will outdraw them. Elvis, the other king. Down on the Emerald Coast, Georgia Dog. Dom up in Pittsburgh, Bill, this is blasphemy to think Zeppelin over the Beatles. Beatles changed the world. Zeppelin followed. No, I think. Look, Beatles have a people today love the Beatles that didn't even experience the Beatles, right? I mean, you don't have to be around to enjoy music just because you weren't there when they originated it. I get that, but I've just never understood the Beatles have to be the greatest band ever. Obviously, they were great. I may not appreciate it as much, but obviously they were great. I just don't understand they have to be the best band ever. I don't buy that. Just for me personally, if I never heard a Beatles song, wouldn't bother me at all. Wouldn't bother me one bit. But I understand where everybody else is coming from. Jim up in Ramsey, Bill, R-E-M is awesome. Allen in Tampa, Bill, don't forget about the Georgia satellites. How about widespread panic? I'd rather hear widespread panic, which Crazy Charlie plays their music from time to time here, than something from the Beatles. Anyways, Kevin Hagan, top of the hour on this Friday edition. Brad's going to be with us, too. Yeah, Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com comes up from out in beautiful Las Vegas. And any handicapping you have, any of it you have when it comes to questions, Brad will be with us here in a little bit. Hour number three, Friday edition. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still looking at this crash involving injuries up here in Robertson County and the White House community on 65 southbound here at the 110 mile marker. It may be two separate wrecks, but one of the wrecks, a white pickup truck, is on top of the car, and fire EMS are just arriving here on the scene. What a mess here on 65 southbound in Robertson County right now here at the 110 mile marker on this accident involving injuries. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call True Friends Moving Company today at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
New Jersey says, Bill, Cosby is our Tennessee guy. He's awesome. Yeah, we actually have a Tennessee guy on several times a week, the Cosby Cattleman. Now, I know what you're going to say. Bill, he has nothing ever good to say about Tennessee. True. True. He's different from all other fans. He is not loyal to the point of, I'm going to be like a dog. I'm going to be unconditionally loving you, no matter what. He's not like that. But let me defend the Cosby Cattleman. What's he supposed to say? The football program sucks. What's he supposed to say? I know Tennessee fans listening don't want to hear that, and I understand. I understand that is not what you want. That is not the words you want to hear. I get it. I totally do. But it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. You can listen to all these other rah-rah type shows that come on. There's one on Saturday mornings on another station. That's just pom-pom, everything's good. Well, I don't know if it's partially like that, at least. They have on a guy who Cosby Cattleman says looks like Elton John, who's supposed to be a college football expert, who's not, from Atlanta. I'll give you some hints. But there's not a whole lot to say. I'm here in the state of Tennessee. All right? Every state's got their state view. In this state, it's Tennessee, right? So I think about mainly when we're off air, I'll think, okay, Josh Heupel, not many, there's not a lot of expectations there, right? Not anybody's thinking a whole lot about, wow, about to turn this thing around, right? Actually, that's good for him. The expectations are pretty low. Most of the reviews on that hire are not all that flattering for Josh Heupel. That's actually good. That's if you want some good news, that's actually good. With the expectations not being all that for him. Blake Norman, Buckeye, Bill, random shout out to App State taking the Vols to overtime back in 2016. He says, I was in the stadium for that one. I remember that game. Bama, Mark, Bill, I was never a fan of the Beatles unless I was at the Epcot Center at Disney listening to the imitation band of them and sitting in England sipping a cold one from their pub. Collective Soul is a favorite. I remember back in the 70s growing up, Opryland. And Opryland was a very popular theme park. You know where the mall is over there now? That whole property right on the Cumberland River. That was a theme park that was ridiculously popular. I wish it was still there. I remember visiting relatives who lived exactly on the other side of the river. On the river, opposite, though, that property, listening to the construction in the 70s, early 70s, of that theme park being built. I remember going summers to Opryland. Back then, your parents could just let you out. Boom. Get on the little trolley. And you just hang out there all day long. Not a threat of any trouble or just end of the day, come get you. Totally safe. And ride all those rides all day long at Opryland. And speaking of Disney World and imitation bands and all that, cover bands, they had that too. And I remember there was a, and I don't remember exactly where in the theme park, but I remember what it looked like. And there was a cover band that was doing Rolling Stones stuff. And you could walk by and hear it. I can't get no satisfaction. I remember exactly that venue. Yeah, I still wish that was there. Some good days there. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. See, I knew the Beatles people were coming. Bill, I'm a huge Beatles fan on all their LPs and 45s. However, the Rolling Stones is the greatest. The Beatles are the most influential and most creative, created techniques bands still use today. That's a good way to put it. Most influential, even though for me they aren't, but I've got to acknowledge the truth. They are considered the most influential. Georgia Dog, Bill, Elvis is the king. On the Ed Sullivan Show, he could only be filmed from the waist up. Pastors out there said he was too simple. Yeah, the way he danced was considered not good, right? Considered unbiblical. Which made him even more popular, right? Kevin Hagin coming up top of the hour. Yeah, Kevin will be with us. He joins us every Friday. And then hour number three, Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, out in Las Vegas, checks in. So we'll be right back. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still looking at this crash involving injuries up here in Robertson County and the White House community on 65 southbound here at the 110 mile marker. It may be two separate wrecks, but one of the wrecks, a white pickup truck, is on top of the car. And fire EMS are just arriving here on the scene. What a mess here on 65 southbound in Robertson County right now here at the 110 mile marker on this accident involving injuries. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call True Friends Moving Company today at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Oddsmakers still looking to get a head start on March Madness of next season. Days after Baylor won its first national championship, the latest odds have Gonzaga at plus 700, Florida State and Michigan each at plus 1400, followed by Villanova and Ohio State at plus 1600, Baylor and Kansas plus 2000. Latest MLB futures released 1 week into the season. The Dodgers at plus 250 to win the World Series, the Yankees at plus 525, Astros plus 1225, and Mets at plus 1400. UFC tomorrow, the main card featuring middleweight Kevin Holland at plus 250 against Marvin Vettori at minus 325 on the money line. Sadiq Youssef in the featherweight bout against Arnold Allen. Youssef minus 140, Allen plus 115. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunshine, highs around 82. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows near 60. Saturday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, highs near 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows near 50. Sunny on Sunday, highs 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Hey, what, Bandy Boys, what the hell was that? Georgia hit seven home runs off the Vandy Boys, hit several off Rocker, knock him out. Beat them 14-2. Saban does not have that happen to him. I've been comparing the Vandy Boys to Alabama football. Now, again, not the history, but the current state of affairs, I've been comparing the Vandy Boys to Alabama football. Alabama football doesn't get beat 14-2 in football terms and give up seven dingers. What the hell was that? I had a true freshman come up to bat. Was that the number three hitter? True freshman. Fouls one off. That would have been a home run. Okay. That should have been a warning sign. Then, like two pitches later, hits a home run. A no-doubter. And it's 3-0 Georgia. Vandy boys. I don't know. Vandy boys, have they been sitting around reading the newspaper or something? What the hell was that? That was not Alabama football-ish, what I watched last night. Jack Leiter on the mound. We had a, I was on in Arkansas, when is that, Wednesday? They asked me over and under on the number of hits Georgia will get in a three-game series. I put it at 20. They probably beat that last night. I said under 20. They probably went over 20 last night. I don't know how many hits they had. Probably not 20, but they tattooed the Vandy boys. Vandy boys must be sitting around all belly full and happy. Better get that hunger back, guys. Johnny Vegas. Bill, is there any truth to the rumor that Arch Manning is flying to Vegas in a private jet this weekend? I know nothing about that rumor. I doubt Arch Manning, even though he's only a sophomore in high school, class of 23 quarterback, I doubt Arch Manning is dreaming about Las Vegas and a trip with the boys to Las Vegas right now or to the UNLV campus to check out the football program to see if that's something he'd like to do maybe. But I'll look into it for you. Says Bama Mark, checking in this morning. Bill, my parents released me with my cousins a few times every summer in Opryland. We rode the log ride and the Wabash Cannonball, great roller coaster, and rode the train they had there. Biggest mistake among many Nashville has made is putting a mall there. They regret it now. Yeah. I'm with you. The old Opryland theme park was so good. I loved it. Now, again, I'm biased. Didn't have to go very far to get there. So, I'm clearly biased there, but that was wonderful theme. That mall is, I guess people live over there, go to it. What's the name of the place that used to be a sponsor? There was a Hush Puppy Catfish place over there. Remember that? Stansberry's buddy. Rick Stansberry's buddy owned it. And they were a sponsor back in the satellite days. And I used to have coaches that would come into town. Maybe they were recruiting, whatever. And they'd say, Bill went by the catfish place. I don't remember that. Somebody will remember it. I don't remember it. It was pretty good. I went in there, and I think it might still be there, actually. But, yeah, I miss that. That theme park, man, I absolutely miss it. It's been gone for a long time. Jeff, too, checking in this morning. Alpha Bean Counter. Bill, I've been very fortunate to see the Rolling Stones and was thoroughly impressed with their concert when they were all in their 70s. They are legends. This said, I'll take the Beatles every single day over the Stones and twice on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm in the minority on that one. I am in the I'm in a tiny minority on that one, probably. To say that the Beatles are overrated. Clay says Uncle Bud's. No, not Uncle Bud's. This was a... I don't remember. But you don't know how many coaches, mainly back then, you know, six, eight years ago, whatever, coming through town to recruit, or maybe sometimes the coaching convention is at the Opryland Hotel. And all the coaches will be there and they'll say, yeah, Bill got by the catfish place. Have people send me that message all the time. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, unlike football, in baseball, the worst team can beat the best team on any given day. That's what makes baseball so special. Even the worst MLB team wins about 60 games a year. Never happens in football. Oh, I know. But Vandy boys, man, they got They just said no Moss. And Rocker on the mound. Rocker's not throwing it hard right now. I don't know why he doesn't. His release is effortless, okay? That's, to me, part of his attraction. But his fastball does not have much bite on it. Not, well, by most standards. But by his standards, it doesn't. Leiter's fastball is clearly better than Rocker's. And he's about 5 inches shorter and about 50 pounds lighter. Speaking of lighter, Kevin Hagin coming up, hour two, Omni.
Cock in the wall.